This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa beginning today to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela informed that on the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will also attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders' meeting.
This is the first G20 summit that will be happening on African soil. In that context, we'll bring the spotlight on the development issues of Africa as also of the Global South. It may also be recalled that it was during India's G20 presidency in 2023 that the African Union was inducted into G20 as permanent member. The summit will be important for India to ensure continuity of its priorities in the G20 after having hosted a very successful presidency in 2023. On the margins of G20 summit, PM will be participating in the IPSA, India, Brazil, South Africa leaders meeting, as well as holding bilateral meeting with several leaders who will be present in Johannesburg.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. The NIA said in a statement that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from a Delhi court. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathar and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Waghe of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Syed of Uttar Pradesh. The total number of arrests in the case has now risen to six. NDA leader Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the 10th time. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered him the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that there has been a record growth or rate of 8% in the total food grain output. Mr. Chauhan said this after releasing the final estimates of crop production for 2024-25 in New Delhi. The minister said that India has witnessed an increase of over 106 million tonnes in total food grain output over the last 10 years. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, highlighted India's efforts and experiences in accessing adaptation finance, the barriers faced by developing countries and the global steps needed to raise adaptation ambition. Addressing the Baku High-Level Dialogue on Adaptation during the UNFCCC COP30 in Belém, Brazil, Mr. Yadav highlighted the urgent need for scaled-up adaptation finance as the global gap widens. Despite these challenges, the minister reaffirmed India's strong domestic commitment to adaptation. He stated that India continues to mainstream adaptation through national and state-level planning backed by domestic resources. Indian Railways will operate two special train services to facilitate smooth travel of devotees during the commemoration of the Martyrdom Day of Guru Tegh Bahadur. Minister of Railways said the Patna Sahib special train will run from 22nd of this month from Patna to Anandpur Sahib and then from Anandpur Sahib to Old Delhi. Along the way, it will halt at Lucknow, Moradabad and Ambala. Meanwhile, the Old Delhi special train will travel from Old Delhi to Anandpur Sahib and then return from Anandpur Sahib to Delhi. In both directions, it will stop at Sonipat, Panipat, Kurukshetra, Ambala, Sarhind and New Morinda. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, began in Panaji, Goa, with a vibrant and colourful parade. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan flagged off the event in the presence of Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Governor Ashok Gajapati Raju and IMB Secretary Sanjay Jaju. Dr. L. Murugan also inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar 2025 at the 56th IFFI at Panaji. Addressing the event, Dr. Murugan said the Waves Film Bazaar will serve as a bridge between the creators and the world.
From today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various masterclasses, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.